Okay, good evening. Mem Dalad on the base. We're holding by the Mishnah. We've seen now the three different shittas on this. Three different reasons. Yeah, we had Rashi says the Shalil Adas, the issue is, well, the reason why Shalil Adas is not a problem is because it's Shalok Adarach Binyan. Mashmah, according to Rashi, that if you do it Ladas, it is actually some Issa or Baina, or making an oil. And therefore that's why it's Mutta. That's according to Rashi. So we said according to Rashi, it definitely seems to follow that if a person did it, they didn't know Bishaf, they made it, there's no problem if they know afterwards. As well as Mashma from Rashi, like the Ritual. If they already did it, the Das, would you be able to make use of it? Kenzan yes, Kenzan nish, not absolutely clear. Right? You could clear. Very possibly not, because the mechitza was made, was made by Mazer. And with regard to the question of, third question is, can the other person, the person who you're making it for, could he know about it? Pashtus, yes, it doesn't make a difference whether he knows or not. The shalo kederach binyan is the people who are actually making it. Those three questions are, yeah, that's what would seem to follow according to Rashi. Next, you come to the Rabbeinu Yonasan. Rabbeinu Yonasan says, the way we explained it, based on the Meiri, is there is no derech, there is no binyan at all. It's not really baina, right? And therefore, there's no problem. Nevertheless, a mechitza which comes about on Shabbos, Lodas, through a Yisrael, even if it's without a malacha, once Chazal have said that it's not a mechitza lahokel, then you wouldn't have a mechitza. So if you did it Lodas, then you wouldn't be able to use it. Why? Because there's no mechitza. So he wouldn't be able to make use of it.
It's still not binding, is it? It's still not binding. There's still no
Correct.
Making it.
Correct.
It's just using it, that's a problem.
You won't have a mechitza there, correct. You won't have a mechitza there. He doesn't say there's any other, reason why Chazal would have been going there. The way we explained it, if we're correct, that's just once Chazal made that takana, that's they made that and finished, that's it. So, Obazoi, can the other person know about it, as in this case, Nehemiah? Because at the end of the day, who cares if he knows? No one's doing any Yisra. No one's doing any Yisra. Chista can know about it. The Nehemiah can know about it. The people who are making it, they can't know about it. Why? Because then it's coming about. The Mechitza is coming about by the Oteh Mechitza Bashegi. Then it will have a Shem Mechitza. If it was constructed or done, then no, he would not be able to make use of it. Because the Maitit, as if you don't have a Mechitza there.
The only about Nehemiah is the only person here in the whole process who will be doing an
Avera. He won't be doing any Avera. If he made use of it, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, if he made use, yeah.
Nobody else.
Correct.
No.
And if they found out about it afterwards, also shouldn't make any difference. Correct? Yeah? So the only difference between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Yonasan would be, if it was done or das, could he make use of it? According to the Rabbeinu Yonasan, zicha not. The way we've explained it, if we're right. According to Rashi, very possibly, probably not, as it happens, because Sof Kol Sof, it has been constructed by Mazid, but it's not.
It would seem strange that it would be a problem for
Indiana. I realize. In all probability, according to Rashi as well. Fine.
Yeah.
So, according to the second opinion, if the Mechitza, if the arrangements were made in the morning, amazing, and the afternoon something completely different comes along and doesn't know or anything about it, would he be able to use it?
The people who made it did it on us, or should they
did it to us, yes.
No, can't.
But how would he ever know?
Ask the people.
But they've all gone and disappeared. Yeah, oh, sorry, they're still there. Yeah.
No, but then we're talking about mechitza, which is not done by people. A mechitza done by.
If there's a mechitza standing there and it was done by Mazid, you're right. Somebody should you know, stay there, and it's a general shayla. Mechitza is creative, amazing. It's okay, so some of you have to stand there to let people know.
And if it's not people, but it's still up there the following
correct.
Week.
Correct. I don't know about next week. For that week. Next week, I don't think it'd be a problem. For that week, somebody would have to stand there to warn people.
No, it won't be a problem for the following.
Yeah, correct. Pashtunis is only for that week.
Donald Trump.
Doesn't matter, but by the time it comes to the next week, it's everything reboots. In fact, when Shabbos comes in, there's a machitza there. I don't think Chazal are going to put a kanas forevermore. It's not a, it's a kanas. It's for that Shabbos. Pashtunis. Okay. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says no, you can't use that.
You can't use that.
Correct.
So I think it's different to do the gas into the first thing. It's also
a thing. That's you're saying according to Rashi.
Yeah, according to Rashi.
That's what we said. Pashtus according to Rashi, you can't make use of either. The only svara maybe to be mechalik is maybe because it's zikha not bina deraita. Even according to Rashi, the question is what exactly is the geder. That's already where maybe I think that's the Sovereign Mishabra, I think it's the next Pshat that happened. So the last Pshat, let's move into the last one, and that is, we saw it from the Ram. The Ram says there is no Melacha. There is no Melacha. But, it's not Pshat that Vidur Ladar, therefore it's a Mechitza B'meizid, it won't work. Because I do this, if there's nothing wrong, if I'm not doing anything wrong, what do you mean if I do it B'meizid, it's not a Mechitza? Why are you putting a Kanas on me? I haven't done anything wrong. The Chis didn't do anything wrong. No one done anything wrong. So it's not just a blanket, thing independent of the reason. There has to be a logic behind it. No, that's not the vort. The vort is that there is a different reason why Chazal were concerned about you putting up a mechitza. Not because it's actually boina, it's not boina. Rather, Chazal were concerned that it's going to become a free for all. What he calls upshamil. So it creates a whole commotion. You've got all the. Remember, we're not talking about one person involved here, we're talking about a whole lot of people. You know, it could be hundreds of people having to stand in a line here. It creates a whole big thing, a whole big balagan. And you know what? It only takes a few people to misunderstand what's going on over here. And the next thing you know, somebody will be creating a machis using kalim. That's how Chinese whispers begin, and things will fall apart. So therefore, if it's shelo lo das, so no one knows what's going on. Fine. If people do know what's going on, then Chazal said, sorry, we can't have this. Now, if that's the case, so let's work it through. Now already things could be a little bit different. Meaning to say, who is it that can't know about it? Could be. It's a chesed zikha knows about it. That's one first in the Gemara. But you can already hear it. Maybe yes, maybe not. But already maybe Nechemya as well. Because remember, if one person, what happens if one person knows about it? Because he's saying it anyway. It's because of Upshal Milsa. It's because of Upshal Milsa means that it's a lot of commotion. That's really what Upshal Milsa. So let me ask you a question. Let's say one person. You've got hundreds of people here, and everything's going according to plan. The secret is fantastic. You notice one person knows. You sort of give him like a look as if to say, shh, don't ask, right? Oh, the problem is, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara says it's got to be Shalei Ladas. Spread the Gemara, the Rav Chisda knew. So that the Gemara answers, yeah, but Rav Chisda is not one of the people involved. He's not making up the mechitza. Mashma, if he would have been one person making up the mechitza, even though he's only one person, that would be a problem.
But if he's one person
who's
involved.
And in the actual mechitza itself.
No,
I'm talking about in the mechitza. There has to be a geder. Chazal goes on the people who are in the mechitza. But I'm asking, what if it's one person? So it says, Moshul Meiris, it's not my dik. This is what the Rishonim of the Daik, from the Gemara, it's mashma, if even one person knows that, despite the fact I'm saying it's all Shon Milsa, it doesn't matter, you can't start making it say, well, if one person knows, it's alright. Two people, three is already is a minya, you know, is a mazuman. It doesn't work like that. Once somebody knows, that's it, because it's Chinese whispers. Yeah? I don't know, it's probably the ball. Once one person knows, it's down to somebody else will hop, and then. No, but there's a geder. Now there's a geder involved. Everyone involved there, no one can know about it. That's it. Again, could I have known that myself? Miss Smora, I could talk and say that it wouldn't make a difference if one person knows. Yeah. But says the Meiri, The other Rishonim make this deal as well. From the Gemara's mashma, even one person is a problem. Right? Now again, according to Rashi, that makes a lot of sense. Because if one person knows, he's doing it lodas, he's doing boina, that part of the mechitza is done be'isr. His width is already, I mean, again, you could possibly say, I don't need it.
Isn't that a bit of Shavilsa now? It's because a whole different story is saying that he did it
lodas, and he was part of the deal. I'm saying, if you work it through, there's different, you, what is the problem if one person knows about it?
I think the time is listed.
Okay, so fine, very good. What I'm saying is, according to Rashi, if it's to do with because a mechitza made for mezid, you know what? I don't need him. The one person even if he wasn't there, so I'd have a gap. But I've got omid merubah lapol. I've got omid merubah lapol.
If
it's also of Shamil's and he wants to charge whispers, okay, that doesn't make a difference. I don't need him. But the fact is, he is there. He's going to be the troublemaker. Maybe, potentially, right? So I can understand that. If it's of Derech Binyan, you could care, I don't need it. On the other hand, you could say, sof kol sof, part of this mechitza was created, b'Derech Binyan. If it's because of a Chazal thing, part of the mechitza was created b'Mezid. So you'd have to say that, because from the Gemara, it's mashma, one person is a problem. Right? Fine. Now, so again, what are we saying here? If you go with, so if Nehemiah knows about it, maybe that's also a problem. Rav Chisda not, because he's not involved in it. He's not actually in the mechitza itself, and he's not the one who's going to benefit from it. Right? So that's clear from the Gemara, it doesn't matter. What about Nehemiah? This is the only shitter so far where we could possibly hear that maybe Nehemiah would be a problem. The reason why we say this is because the Rambam says it's a problem. Yeah. So far, with any other shitter, there's no reason why Nehemiah should be a problem.
It can't be a problem with Nehemiah, because we said if it's done Shalom Adas, the Mechitza itself, if it's done Shalom Adas, then it's okay. Now, Nehemiah is the one who's going to be benefiting from it. He's
again, that's later on, he may know.
No, he stopped in his tachum.
He's standing in his four amas. Correct.
Why is he standing?
And what's he doing there? Same as he was doing beforehand. He's busy learning. He's oblivious to what's going on around him.
No, he's stopped because he's outside his tachum.
He's not.
Of course he is. That's
so all he's not. Correct. He's now sitting there learning.
But he's gone outside his tachum.
I realize.
He doesn't say that he knows it.
But if he's going to get up and walk through this house.
That's after the mechitza is made.
In the chanami.
Once the mechitza is made, the ritual says it's not a problem. Everyone can know about it.
But then he can know about it before it's made as well.
Not necessarily. Again, I'm not saying.
Once it's made, yeah? Well, you're saying that all the people involved in that—that's
the first and the ritual, yes, yes, for sure. If you go with Rashi,
well done. Now you know what's going to happen. We're going to use you as a mechitza.
One second. You're going. You're jumping a stage ahead. According to I said, the ritual says it doesn't matter if they know afterwards. Now, says that. So we said, that's what we're doing. We work through shifter by shifter. Now working all these shilas out. According to Rashi. Perfect. Of course, it doesn't make a difference if they find out afterwards. Because the reason why they can't know is because it's derech binyan. If they don't know, it's not derech binyan. Well, when is that? When you're making the mechitza. Afterwards, there's no melacha. So according to Rashi, it's bishas the melacha. What is the melacha? That you're moving on to next. No, that this is bishas the mechitza being made. Bishas the melacha. According to the Rabbeinu Yonasan, also you could definitely. The Pashtus is Bishas, you're making the Mechitza. Once the Mechitza is there, who cares if people know? Bishas, you're making the Mechitza, it was made Bishogeg. So therefore the Mechitza is a good Mechitza. Now you're asking according to Rabbi Nieres, I'm coming to that, I'm leaving that one to last, because that's the, I was going to leave it to last, but not Rabbi Nieres, the run, whatever it's just you want to call it. I was coming to that. Can they find out afterwards? I was going to leave it to last, but you decided to, let's leave it for a second. You're right, we can't mix the shitters together, right? Well, we're trying to work through one by one. Now, again, I wanted to know, until now we asked, I'm leaving that, Shaila, if it was done Lodas, can I make use of it? So we said, according to Rabbi Nielsen, definitely not. because you don't have a mechitza lekula. According to Rashi, pashtus not. Pashtus not. According to the Ran Rashbo others, maybe yes, maybe not. Here's a zikha, there's a sophic, because there's no malacha. There's no, I realize, but there's no malacha. There's not even midrabon on this blanket thing that a mechitza which was created by Mezid is you can't use.
Why haven't you got that?
Because there's got to be a sibba behind it, because there was a knas. You did this, so therefore, normally that means because you created it.
You could say that's with the Ran as well.
Maybe yes. Again, that's why I said to you, maybe yes, maybe not, but it's not clear. It's not clear. That's what I'm saying to you. But again, that's what I said to you. According to Rabbi Yonah, zicha not. You can't use it. According to Rashi, pashtus not, because you're doing baina. Here, I'm not doing any melacha. Now, what Chazal came along and said, because of Ulsha Nosa. Does that therefore mean if I did it by Mezid, I can't use it? That's not the normal. When Chazal talked about putting up a mechitza for Mezid, you can't use it. They're talking about baina. Yeah, I'm talking about baina. They said it's because you built the mechitza, so if it was done by Mezid, you can't make use of it. If a goy did it, let me ask you a question. If you got a goy to build a mechitza on Shabbos, can you make use of it? That's mefurish. Yes, you can. We say a goy who does it b'mezid is like a yid who does it b'shogeg. That's right. That's how you can get him to put up the eruv again. Because otherwise, it will. Very nice saying. Oh, we need it the tzerich the rabbin. We rely on whatever heter it is, right? Yeah, we use the balo eter to save all the chilul Shabbos. We'll use the balo eter, even though we're asking a goy to do a deraisa. What's it going to help you? You don't have a mechitza. The answer is you do. I did it b'mezid. No, a goy does it b'mezid is like a yid b'shogeg. That's clear. Right, that's clear. So now, when it comes to Ulsha Nosa, I don't know, because you're dealing with a different kettle of fish. Could that be all right? Could that be you can't use it?
Why is Ulsha
Nosa after the event as well? That's the next question. I'm not. We haven't got to that. I'm coming to that.
What's the point of Ulsha Nosa?
Again. One thing at a time. Right. If it was done, amazing. Could I use it? Maybe yes, maybe not. We could clear. Can Nehemiah know about it? Maybe yes, maybe not. Rav Chisda can know about it. Why don't you have to say Ulsha Nosa there?
I don't know. It's the bookend.
Huh?
It's the bookend.
So maybe yes, maybe not. No. All I'm saying is here that there's a little bit more room for discussion. Until now, there was no reason for discussion. Why wouldn't Nehemiah be able to know about it? The Rambam doesn't have anywhere to start. Then you've got the third question. That's what people keep jumping on. What if they find out about it afterwards? Now, if it's Ulsha Nosa, I agree. Could well be there's a problem if they find out afterwards. Unless you say, no, Chazal didn't make a gezeira, but there's room to say if they find out about it afterwards. Now, in which case, then, you've got a very good question. Yeah?
So when you say afterwards, you mean after, in this case, Nehemiah has got back to where he wants to be?
No. After they created the mechitza, before he's even used it.
Before it's
been
used.
Yeah. So, al-atzad, if it's done with das, you can't use it. Yeah? Al-atzad, you can't use it. So, now they know about it. It was created shaloda das. The mechitza is in place. The problem is, everyone knows now what's going on. Everyone's chat. So, do you say, sorry, Nehemiah, stay where you are? Even Nehemiah knows about it now, as people keep asking.
Do you not need to tell the members, look, this was done last, therefore it's not okay, therefore...
Maybe yes, maybe not.
Unassembled.
But again, that's why we said, according to Rashi, who cares if they know about it? According to Rashi, I couldn't care less. Let them know about it now. It's to do with when you're making the mechitza, when the melacha is being done. According to the Rabbi Yonason, same things. When you're putting up the mechitza, it can't be amazed. Who cares if they know about it afterwards?
I don't know.
You could, but he doesn't. Fantastic, but he doesn't say that.
He didn't say first. He also didn't say Shazam Me'iri. He took the Me'iri and put it in there.
The Me'iri himself goes on because of Ulsha
Nosa. He doesn't mention Ulsha Nosa, does he? The Me'iri.
He does himself, but then.
In which case, he would definitely put it in. If he
why would I want to say that? If I say that, then what? Why then didn't the Rabbi Yonason say the difference between Radas and Shalei Radas is of Shem Nosa? Why didn't he say that?
Because he didn't
That is the chiluk according to the Ran. The Ran says, what's the difference between Hadas and Shalei Hadas? He doesn't say what the Rabbi Yonasan said. They're saying two different things.
A simple answer.
You could equally say he holds like Rashi. That's what the Pana Meira says. But then in which case, why are you coming on to this thing about, because it was done with Nazir, and you'll be able to use it? It's an Issa. Finished. Like the Taz is asking. It's an Issa. We're trying to avoid the question of the Taz. The answer is there's no Issa. No Issa whatsoever. But no, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush what we're saying. But then that reads perfectly into what he's saying. And it's like you didn't like the idea of saying it's not even a mechitza. That's what he says. That is what he says.
I still think it's a mechitza. But once it's made by Mazid, you're asking the Shaila, can we use it now? Is that what the Rav is asking?
No. I'm asking two different questions. There's at least three questions we're dealing with in each shit, and we're working through. We've done quite well in the other two. Now we come to this last one. This is where things get a little bit more interesting. Because now we're not dealing with a malacha, we're not dealing with just a takon of chazal loy peluk. There's a different issa, a new issa, which the Rishonim are bringing up. New issa, one we haven't seen elsewhere. They say because, well, this must have been the pshat in the Gemara. It doesn't say it, but this must be pshat. Lo das is ufsho milta, and then chazal said, don't do it. Shalom das is no ufsho milta. Now, once we're starting with that, then already we have to re-examine everything. When is that Upsha Milsa? The Chazal say that if you know it the time you're making the Mechitza, or is it even afterwards? Again, logically, it should be even afterwards. I'll ask you something more. You know what? I'll ask you something more. Let's say they don't know about it afterwards. But you know what? Everyone's going to realize pretty quickly, even after the Nechem is going to use it, they're going to know about it. Why are you not Koshish? They will come to do a. Are we?
But we know if it's made Shalom Hadas, we know that it can be used.
You're not allowed to make it to start with, because it's going to lead to confusion.
You can.
I'm talking about Lodas.
Right.
So now the question is, when is the Lodas? Is that only at the time when you're making the Mechitza?
Right.
Is it even after the making the Mechitza? Or is it even after the Mechitza has been used is going to be a problem?
Okay, so
three different possibilities.
If it's made Lodas, yeah?
That for sure is no good.
No, after you're saying, okay, so that's sure. Now you're saying they didn't know there was Shalom Hadas during the making,
yeah,
and they found out at the end of the making. Well, all bets are off. If it was Shalom Hadas during the making, then so what if they find out afterwards?
Because Upsha Milsa. If the Chashash is Upsha Milsa, what did the Ran say? What did the Ran say? The Ran said, if it's Lodas, Chazal are not happy, because it's a big commotion, a lot of people know what's going on, and he says, people are going to come to make a mechitza with Kedim, and that's Bainim. With people is not a malacha. So Be'etam, there's no Issa whatsoever. No one's doing any Issa. But Chazal, Hechochomein or Bereisho, they look and say, what's it going to lead to?
So why does it need to say making it Shalom Hadas at all? We could just say, if there is Das at the end of the process of Mechitza being made, yeah? Or at any point, it's not allowed to be used. Why are we worried about
I'll put you out of your misery. Take a look at the Mordechai, and then we'll ask it again.
It doesn't make sense. We don't need to know about the
You know what? Let's take a look at the Mordechai.
If anybody knows about it, we can't use it. End of the day.
There's the Mordechai. Let's take a look at the Mordechai. Let's see if I'm making this up. Right.
No, but I think you can use it if they know afterwards. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, let's take a look. The Mordechai is in Sivan. Yeah, you got the Mordechai.
It's not far.
Is it near the
Let me find it. It's going to be an awkward place. It's just
actually not far. It's my child. Got the prize for having 10 years.
The Marshal, then after the Marshal.
Because we're getting well up there.
12 Tzadikhes. I know who's DK.
Thank you.
What
page in the Ezer Holder is page Hey.
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 Yeah. On the left. Yeah, next one.
There it is.
Yeah, go on to the left hand column.
Yeah.
Penultimate paragraph. I know who's DK.
Yeah, who's DK?
You're going to see, he's going to be Madaik what we were Madaik when we did the Gemara.
That's right, okay.
Everyone got it? So Hanol Zike. So there were these flasks, the Habu Barista called them Mechuzah. This was one of the stories in the Gemara, if you remember, right, with Rava, that they were strewn across the Rosh Hasharabim of Mechuzah. The Hadi Da'asi Rava Mepirkei, whilst Rava was coming back from his shir, Ayelinhu Nihale, they brought them in. The Shamash grabbed them and brought them in, used the people as the Mechitza. Right? They're busy listening, speaking to Rav, and listening to what he's speaking about. Right? Like the story you keep referring to with Rav... Rabelski, that's right. So that sort of idea. So the Shabbos Achariti, the next Shabbos, he wanted to do the same. Omaluhu, Rava said to them, which actually grammatically makes more sense because people ask who bring it in. No, who bring it in? Rashi said the Shamash. The grammar is they brought it in, so it wasn't just one person. So he's got the gears to Omaluhu, he said to them. Yeah, he's speaking to whoever wanted to bring it in, it wasn't just one person. Anyway, but that's just their side.
Yeah, I know, it looks like a sum.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, I'm not. I need to see the optician. Osaluhu, sorry, I misread it. Yeah, Osaluhu, he forbade them. Okay. Fine. The Habuluhu Kaladas. There you go, right? Because it's like Lodas. We spoke about that. What's like Lodas? You're going to see, he's going to pick up on it. Remember that Rabbeinu Chananel has the Girsa, it is Lodas. Okay, that makes more sense. But Osin is Osin. Says the Mordechai Mikan from here, Medaktik Rabbeinu Meir, the Maharami Rosenberg, it's normally who it is Medaktik, he learns. The Bnei Odom, the people, Shason Pam Achas Mechitza. You already used them once as a Mechitza. Aim that I'll say some Od Mechitza. Don't try and use the trick twice. Right? Yeah. If you did it last week with these people, they know when you come the next week, you assume they know what's going on. Even though, now watch what he does. Even though, what do you mean? They're Shalom Adas.
Even on the second time.
Yeah. Because think about it. What are these guys doing? Not guys, these Talmidim. They're listening to Rova. They're not coming here to make any mechitza.
They talk about walking, this whole walking.
Yeah. They're doing the same thing. They're accompanying him back from the shir. They're busy in their own world, listening to the, you know, Gan Eden of Rava's Divrei Torah. So why can't you do it? Shema yargishu badovar, lest perhaps they will realize what's going on. Kodem shiaspiku ligmar adovar, before they get a chance, they to complete it. The mechitza's there anyway. No one's forming any mechitza. They're just walking. They're walking and we're assuming you could do it with walking mechitzas, right? Teza, he says, I'll prove it to you. Midaloka Omar, from the fact that he didn't say, Havale lo das. You know why Robert J. Because he said, they know what's going on. Didn't say that. But also, and therefore, it's forbidden. Eloka Omar, he said, Havale ke lo das. Do you know why you can't do it? Because it's like lo das. Why is it like? Because they don't know what's going on. They're not bothered. They're not watching what I'm doing. But also, why? Since they've already made a mechitza for Rava once, don't do it again for the same person. If these people, they made a mechitza without any kavana for the first one person, you can use the same people without their das for somebody else. Rafio Piyatmai. Meaning to say, the fact is it is Shalal Adas. I'm telling you it's Shalal Adas. Didn't say it is Ladas. The problem is, however, once you're doing same people for the same person twice, the chances are they may chap, and therefore don't do it to start with.
But they're not doing the entourage, and that's it. And the other guy, the
Shalal. So one second. If he was going with Rashi, who cares if they realize afterwards? Kedim Shias Biku? They're not doing it. The Mechitza is being formed, Shalal Adas. They're coming just to follow behind Rava. Zecha, not Rashi. If you go to the Rabbi and Yenison, same thing. The Mechitza is there, it's just a Metzias. It's Elamai. Unless there's going to be a fourth Peshat, he must be going with this thing of Upsho, what it's going to lead to. And he says, there's going to be a problem if they realize. Kodem Shiaspiku Ligmar Adova.
Who realizes? The people themselves.
The people themselves. Pashtus
means the people.
He doesn't talk about that. That's the Rambam already, right? So that I can't prove anything. Rava anyway, Rav Chista also knows about it. We said one person is a problem. So Elamai, there has to be a certain, together.
Is dependent on Nehemia or on another person. He's not saying it's on the people.
No, but do you chap what he's saying? What he's saying is, even though I'm standing, I'm thinking, should I grab those things? Right? I'm Robert Shamash. I'm thinking, should I grab them? Right? I'm watching. These people are in their own world. They don't know what's flying. Yeah, they don't know what I'm doing. He says, don't do it. So let's say it's Shamash, whatever, right? He says, you know what? I'm doing it. And he goes and he grabs him. See? No one battered an eyelid. You were wrong to do it. Why? Because I'm telling you, once you can get away with it, the second time, Shamash, you don't know what went through people's mind. Somebody, and even if one person knows, I know he says Shamash, but if one person realized what you just did, because he suddenly puts two and two together, hey, this is the second time he's done it, then you've got a problem. And therefore, don't do it in the Chatzchilo. Don't do it.
What's a Mordechai asking to say you can do it again next week for somebody else? What's that?
They're already. Again, these are all Gedorim here, right? I say to you like this. If it's already for somebody else, it's not for Robert.
No, it's the next week for I realize.
But it's for somebody else, right?
He doesn't know what's going on.
Correct, I don't have to be chushy, she's going to work out.
So it's all about the person, not the mechitza.
No, it's not the mechitza. It's
about the
mechitza.
Are we talking about the same people?
It's all about the mechitza.
The same people.
No,
we're not chushy. Okay, if there's reason for you to. That's what's going to follow from it. Now use a bit of logic. If they do, let's say you've got the mechitza, excellent, I've got it, Shalal Adas, and then somebody says, just as about you're about to make use of it, somebody says, I've realized what you've just done. It's not enough to say them, shh, it's not going to help. The fact that you've lost it, that's not Kol Adas, that is Adas now, out. What he thinks with Daik is, even though you say, look, no one seems to have twigged yet, and you know what, even after the event, I did it. No, did I do right? No one said anything. You have to be, it's Kol Adas. I mean, say, even if there's no evidence there is Ladas, it's got the same Issa as Ladas. Because you don't know if somebody has twigged. When it's for somebody else, or, by the way, it's different people, that would follow as well. If you're using different people, this is the halacha, by the way, this is what's brought the halacha. I know this already.
A different scenario.
Correct. Once the shidduch is different, either it's not for Rava, but it's the same people making the mechitza, or it's for Rava, but it's different people in the mechitza, then, as long as I don't see that there's any das, I don't have to be choshish. If you see there's das, then of course, don't do it. But what you see from here is it's not just in the making, it's because if she has piko ligamar adov, it's mashma before you bring in the thing.
And even if they didn't, it doesn't really matter, you've done an isra and you can't.
If what?
Nobody actually realized what happened.
Correct, but you'll never know. You'll never know. I mean, you can go ask them afterwards, then you can't.
What's the Mordechai saying that Adama...
No, don't do it, therefore.
It doesn't?
Yeah, but once it's done, then it's awesome. Whatever you do, then you can't carry.
It's sort of like
you
can't
go to carry, that's right.
Yeah.
Even though nobody's twin.
Correct. No, he's right. What that means is, going to our question, if it was done or does, well, Zecha, you can't do it. No, you can't do it, because tell people we're not going to use this. It's a mechitza. And that way is the best way of publicizing. Don't make a mistake. For sure, don't use it.
No, I'm just confused. You're talking about the person using the mechitza is the one who's got to have the issue with the das or lois to look up the das. Because the first week he does it, he can do it. It's kol das. But then he can't use it again the second week.
No, the second week. Correct. The second week is the kol das.
Because he's the kol das again, the second person.
Again. Week. No. Kol das is the second week. What does Kol HaDas mean? It means the second week. It's only on the second week. The first week, it's Shalel HaDas, finished. When it comes to the second week, you're trying to use the same trick again. Yes, that's what the Gemara says. It's the Gemara. The Gemara says, because it's Kol HaDas. It's Kol HaDas. The Rabbeinu Chananel changes. He says it's Lodas, because he's not going with this reason. Pashtus, he's not going with this reason. So if at the time when you made the mechitza, no one twigged, because sometimes go use it, like the Ritzvah
says. Can you explain why the next week a different person can use it, the same thing again?
Because there's no reason for me to assume that he knows about it.
Exactly, so it's only Lodas of the person using it.
Again, Kerlodas means I don't know that anyone knows anything.
But people getting mechitza together did it the week before.
Correct.
And they're doing it the second week.
What are they doing? They're just following Robert towards the shir. That's all they're doing, or back from the shir. They are completely oblivious to what I'm doing.
Week in, week out.
Potentially. No one said a word. But we're saying to you, use it the first week, don't do it the second week. Because the second week already, there's
why
a good chance somebody will twig.
Why can't we just identify it to the last person, the person using it? That would make it much simpler. The Mordechai is clear. It makes it much easier. So the second week, if it's a different person, doesn't know you're making a mechitza, so he can use it because he doesn't have to have the mechitza.
No, it's clear. It means both. Both the people who are in the mechitza. The one question we're left with is this Rambam. The Rambam, that's our only chance now of understanding the Rambam, why he says Nechemiah can't know about it. It would have to be based on Upshon also, right? But we've got this question which people have asked, which is, does that mean to say, therefore, you've got to somehow, I mean, he's not going to realize that's the biggest chashash of Kol HaDas. That is a bit of a question. Okay, well, and that Be'ez Hashem, the Gabi Sukkah, well, that's the steer, we may be able to answer it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, to come. I'll just be on top.